In our always-on society, work-life balance has become something of a holy grail. We're constantly juggling competing demands, desperately trying not to drop any balls. Rick Hughes's wisdom cuts through the noise with practical insights that resonate across generations, particularly with millennials and Gen Z professionals who increasingly prioritize well-being alongside career success. As a psychological counselor who has witnessed firsthand the toll that imbalance takes, Hughes delivers a clear message. Balance isn't a luxury. It's essential for sustainable success and genuine fulfillment. The journey toward equilibrium begins with understanding ourselves and what truly helps us recharge in a world that rarely stops to take a breath. Despite recognizing the importance of rest, few of us can identify what genuinely helps us relax. We exist in a perpetual state of adrenaline overdrive, bombarded by information and demands. Even supposedly relaxing activities like watching television often contain stress-inducing content rather than providing true restoration. What's your personal nourishment against life's frenetic pace? Consider Susan, a high-powered executive who discovered her salvation came not from constant busyness, but from walking in botanical gardens, creative writing, and swimming. Another person found relaxation in purposeless knitting, creating without pressure or expectation. The secret is consciously building these moments into daily schedules and recognizing them as deliberate acts of self-care. Our work-life balance depends heavily on relationships. Healthy connections enhance overall well-being and focus, while dysfunctional ones can disrupt both work and personal life. Consider which of your relationships energize or drain you. Relationships typically start with excitement before becoming routine. Each party bears equal responsibility, and imbalances can breed resentment. Rather than settling down, relationships are like plants requiring constant care to thrive. Beyond family, broader social networks support work-life balance. We sometimes need to distance ourselves from destructive friendships. Even pets contribute to balance. Research shows dogs can reduce cardiovascular risk through social support and exercise motivation. Humans need purpose beyond financial rewards. We often overlook daily achievements, dismissing them as just work. Reconnecting with our why can restore enthusiasm, as shown by Rico, a council supervisor who found renewed meaning by focusing on his impact on tenants' lives. Purpose is personal. While some chase high salaries, most are driven by belief in their work. Beyond formal contracts lies the psychological contract, implicit expectations about training, advancement, and development opportunities. Problems arise when we invest more than we receive in return. Creating work-life balance requires focusing on quality over quantity. Most people react to demands rather than actively manage time, responding to every notification regardless of importance. The key is recognizing not everything deserves equal attention. The Eisenhower Principle helps prioritize tasks through a four-quadrant matrix. Focus on urgent and important tasks, plan important but non-urgent ones, delegate urgent but unimportant items, and eliminate non-urgent, non-important activities. The Western workplace culture values presence over productivity, enforcing rigid 8-hour workdays regardless of task requirements. A flexible approach, allowing employees to work efficiently and pursue enriching activities, would improve both output quality and life balance. Flow emerges when we're engaged in high-skill, high-challenge activities, creating a state of complete absorption where time seems to vanish. Meanwhile, mindfulness helps maintain balance through present-moment awareness. Practice deep breathing, in for 5, hold for 4, out for 6, and consciously engage your senses to ground yourself and refresh your mind. Our character, identity, and personality fundamentally shape how we manage work-life balance. Physical and mental well-being depends on understanding our unique personal factors and their impact across all life domains. The human performance curve demonstrates that while some pressure enhances motivation, excessive stress diminishes performance. We function optimally in the engaged/motivated zone. Too little pressure leads to apathy, too much risks burnout. Stress tolerance varies by individual and context. Work-life balance improves when we minimize dysfunctional thinking patterns like catastrophizing, generalizing, and making assumptions. Anxiety often creates more paralysis than the triggering situation itself. Self-belief acts as a powerful accelerator. When we believe in our ability to achieve balance, we're more likely to succeed. Mental and physical health are equally vital and deeply interconnected. The key strategy is communication. Expressing feelings creates connection, while checking on others helps prevent isolation. Our homes reflect our personalities and impact our work-life balance. The physical environment affects our mood and well-being, from orderliness preferences to visual touches like art and gardens. Working from home offers flexibility and eliminates commuting, particularly valuable for those with long commutes, health issues, or caregiving duties. However, it requires planning and can create isolation that virtual connections don't fully address. Financial stability is fundamental to work-life balance. Money stress can disrupt equilibrium, especially when taking extra jobs or accumulating debt. Sound financial management includes responsible credit use and awareness of your financial position. Technology enhances efficiency but creates pressure for constant availability. Like our computer's sleep, shutdown, and restart functions, we need time to disconnect and recharge. Technology offers unprecedented work flexibility while blurring professional, personal boundaries. Digital tools enable remote work but create expectations of constant availability, with notification pings triggering dopamine responses that keep us device tethered. Setting digital boundaries is crucial. Establishing tech-free zones, using do not disturb modes during focused work or family time, and practicing digital detoxes. Top performers manage attention intentionally rather than responding to every message instantly. Modern workplaces now recognize that balance benefits everyone. Companies offering flexible schedules and wellness programs report higher productivity and retention. The pandemic proved many roles can thrive outside traditional office settings. The challenge lies in advocating for arrangements that support individual balance needs while meeting professional obligations. This involves negotiating flexible hours or remote work with proposals that address both personal and business requirements. Balance isn't a destination, but a continuous journey of adjustment and recalibration. As life circumstances change, new jobs, relationships, children, health challenges, our approach to balance must evolve accordingly. What worked in your 20s likely won't serve you in your 40s. The pursuit of work-life balance isn't about achieving perfection in every domain simultaneously. Rather, it's about making conscious choices that align with your values and priorities at each life stage. Sometimes work will demand more attention. Other times, personal life will take precedence. The key is maintaining awareness of these shifts and ensuring that neither domain consistently dominates. As you implement changes, remember that small, consistent adjustments often prove more sustainable than dramatic overhauls. Whether establishing a mindfulness practice, setting boundaries on work hours, nurturing key relationships, or creating financial stability, each positive change builds upon the others. Your life isn't compartmentalized. It's an interconnected system where improvements in one area ripple outward to enhance the whole. The journey toward balance may not always be easy, but the rewards, greater satisfaction, improved health, stronger relationships, and enhanced performance make it undoubtedly worthwhile.